The radio audience can't see this. I'm holding up a picture. Does anyone know which family this is? Anybody see this? I'm holding up a picture of a family that had a very important role in the history of the Iron Range. It's the Merritt family. You know that the Quad Cities include here Eveleth, Gilbert, and of course Virginia, and Mountain Iron, where they hauled the first iron ore off the Iron Range. Mountain Iron is where the Merritt brothers first uncovered the rich red Mesabi hematite that existed here that really fueled the World War II and 20th century industry of the United States. And the Merritt family was a big part of that. And here on stage right now, Lauren Nickish is the great, great, great granddaughter of the Merritt family here today.
Thank you.
One of many. It's a big family. There's a lot of them. But Lauren is particularly special because Lauren's done some history and research on her family and learning more about it and writing about it. And Lauren, can you tell me a little bit about the family and who it included and what their story is?
Well, my research went back to my great-great-great-grandmother, Hepzibah Merritt, as the matriarch of the family. I thought I would write a one-person show around her, and was so happy to find out that there was more stories available than I had even thought there could be. And we told the story from the women's point of view instead of the men's point of view that the story had been told from before.
Right. The family, how'd the Merritts come to the Iron Range?
Well, Lewis Merritt, Hepzibah's husband, decided he wanted to go to California to look for gold. But on the way, he heard from Ely that there was a sawmill opening at the head of the lakes, and he thought he could make some money there and be closer to California. So he headed out in 1855 and took a couple of the oldest boys with him to take a look at the territory. And Hepzibah followed in 1856 with the five youngest boys and the cow. They did an 11-day boat trip on the water from Ohio to the big city of Superior, Wisconsin. Yes.
Because Duluth...
Duluth was not there yet. No, no. In fact, Lewis and Hepzibah were part of the group that incorporated the village of Oneota, which is now the west end of Duluth.
Right. And then they made their way up into the wilderness of what is now the Iron Range and made a little discovery.
They sure did. The boys grew up and became timber cruisers. As they were cruising timber northwest of Duluth, they discovered that their compasses would go a little crazy every once in a while. And they started keeping track of that craziness and knew that there was iron ore down below.
And, of course, the Merritts famously did battle with the Rockefellers out east and ultimately didn't make a fortune off of their discoveries and all the work they did in the early years of the Iron Range, but their name lives on. Leondis in West Eveleth is named for one of the brothers, and the name Merritt is important, of course, still in Mountain Iron. They still have Merritt Days, and we still see their statues all over the place.
They were proud of the legacy they left.
But you in particular focused on your great-great-great-grandmother, and you're going to share with us a short piece from the play that you wrote about her. Can you set that up for us a little bit?
Yes. This is Hepzibah talking at the age of 84 about a train trip that she took to celebrate her 80th birthday up to Mountain Iron in celebration of the first shipments of ore coming on the train, the Duluth Northern and Mesabi Railway that her sons had built to bring the ore to the shipping docks in Duluth. Of course, I was knitting 10 hours on a train, 5 up to Mountain Iron and 5 back. That's too much time to waste just sitting. 5 hours. Remember Reverend Forbes said it took him 5 weeks to get there the year before? Of course, he also said in that speech he gave that every wrinkle on my face, I think he said blessed face, was fairer than the blush on a maiden's cheek. Oh my, he certainly has a gift with words. And when we got to Mountain Iron, wasn't that a sight to see? Timber cleared in every direction and hills of dirt and rock to climb up and peek over to see the ore that lay beyond. Remember when I was picking my way up that hill, trailing behind the group, my son Alfred, big strong man that he is, scooped me up and carried me to the top so I could look down at all the iron in the pit. Red powder smeared across my shoe when an elf sent me down at the edge. Oh, I inhaled the dampness of the freshly turned earth. In those layers of colored dirt across from me, I saw clear as a trail map my 80 years leading me here to this place in my life. Looking back over each twist and turn, I could see back to that time when my husband Lewis joined the gold rush at Vermilion Lake. Oh, not much gold was found, and Lewis certainly didn't tramp back across these hills with any. But he did come through our door with a chunk of rock, blue-black rock, that he said was ore, iron ore. And he told our boys that there were great riches to be found in these hills, greater than all the gold in California. And now I could see there with my own eyes all the dreams of my boys and their father being brought forth from the red earth like that. From these pits, they were rising to the top of the world. I looked across the crowd from that vantage point, and I saw my sons standing as men among men, honest, hardworking, persevering when others laughed and said they would fail. And after those years of tribulation, to be blessed, thank God, with the discovery they sought, and blessed with a great host of friends whose respect they had won. That day will never fade from my memory. Remember, as it was getting dark on the train ride home, someone asked, "Is there a family here today who has not been ministered to by this grand old lady of Duluth?" I looked ahead through that train car, and I could remember wrapping a piece of my flannel petticoat warmly around many of them at their birth, watching their mothers and fathers live out God's plan for their life, till I held their cooling hand in my warm one at their death. We must all accept God's will.
Lauren Nickens.